Thank you. that's the mystery. It's one of those things that really can't be explained. It's just like trying to explain what keeps a bird in the sky. I mean, you might could say it, and then you might get all the attributes a bird have, and then you try to fly, you couldn't make it. It's one of those things where I'm doing something that's natural. It's natural for me to do this. You might say I'm a double auto being. I'm over on the dimension of man, and then I'm another auto being over somewhere else. I'm both of them. Well, the point about it, man would have to have a bridge to evolute. So we have to have somebody in the farm, a man, and say, let's go this way. Yeah. And then it could be done like that. Because human beings can be compelled to do something really worthwhile if you make them jealous enough. You know, if you can't get them through their virtues, then you try the jealousies. Mm-hmm. And if they see you doing something, they say, well, I can do that too. So if I'm talking about infinity and immortality and all these things, and they say, if he can do it, I can too. And their jealousies will come awakening, and they will do something about it. But otherwise, the virtues of humanity haven't caused them to evolve fast enough. I would say they made some evolution, but not fast enough. Not now, because the science side or the artificial side has made such tremendous progress. And then when you look at human beings, they haven't made any progress. They still have their little chalices, and they still following the same traditional futilities.
Music is an attempt to get them to reach for the unknown, not knowing what they're going to get. But whatever it would be, it wouldn't be as bad as what they already have. Because what they have always ends up into something that's bad. And you have to judge a tree by the fruit. And when you look at the the world today, then of course the seeds that have been planted have brought forth something that's not too good for people. It's not suitable. So then having this sort of spirit or this sort of mind, well, I've always been terribly dissatisfied with the planet. Not with governments or anything like that. Men need the government, but the governments, it's not the governments that's to blame, but the men there are just men. They don't know too much. They might go to school and learn things, but then the schools are limited because a lot of things that educators haven't touched upon, they're just getting around to psychic things now. There are a lot of things that are of great value to people that haven't been touched upon. Now, the music is what can do it, because the music is a universal language. It's also a pure language, because whereas men can speak words, make mistakes, they can tell some lies, and they so well put together and sound so pleasant, you might think it's the truth. It's something to say that something can be done about a planet like this, but you see it's getting worse and worse. They say that darkest hour before dawn. It must be near dawn for this planet, because it's bad everywhere you go. It's bad for people. It's also bad for leaders. And if something isn't done, leaders are going to strike on people, because leaders are getting deposed, assassinated, and all that. After a while, leaders will get together and have a government of the leaders, for the leaders, by the leaders. That's the next thing might happen to this planet. A government of the governments, for the governments, by the governments. They tried the people, but leaders have to be given some consideration. It's very difficult to even think about governing a man. They all got their own ideas about what should be. It makes it very difficult for somebody in human form to try to lead people. And the people don't realize, if they just take a good look at themselves, they're not such a good bargain for being models of righteousness either. But if they had some kind of consideration for the leaders and show some consideration for each other, maybe leaders would be taught how to treat people. But then unfortunately, people mistreat each other. They don't give leaders an example of how they should be treated. They shoot each other, they cut each other, they hate each other, they curse at each other. That's a bad example for people to set for leaders who see that and might get a very bad impression about people, not even want to lead them or do anything for them because they're so bad. Well, then when it comes down to people really facing the truth, that would be the day. It's possible that music in a pure form can help people to see themselves as they are, and then it can help them to see themselves as they should be. When they can see themselves as they should be and see themselves as they are, something can happen. This music is like a mirror. You keep on listening to it, and you can see something. You can see your altar self. You can see beyond tomorrow. You can discard the future. I'm talking about things like that, because who needs a future that's bad? So.
Thank you. dilatorily, you die laterly. One day after May 30th, 1993, Harmon Poole Blunt's brain was drawn out of his skull with an iron hook through his nostrils, and by pouring in special fluids that corroded it, with a sharp Ethiopian stone, the cutter made an incision around 15 centimeters in Harmon's left side and immediately ran away, followed by curses and thrown stones, for he had hurt a human.